Tamatu Tamaora, to me, is a philosophy based on how our tūpuna used to live, where one has to be active to survive. If not active, then one will perish, not only for themselves, but for their family, for the wider community, their tribal boundaries in terms of their kin and their relationships that they have with other people and other tribal groups too. So tamatu, tamaora, starting with yourself to be that contributor to the wider group and the wider collective. Well, when you look within your own backyard and the potential that you believe you have, but however it's shrouded and clouded by things that you do, in particular for our men, alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, these things hold our people back, in particular our men. For my own personal reasons, I wanted to upskill, I wanted to be the best I could be. You start with yourself. How can you preach to others to be a certain way if you yourself don't make those changes and lead by example and actually walk the talk? So, from within our own confines of our shed, ka huri hei whare whakapakari ma mātou te whānau, ka mutu mā reira e arataki nā i tēnei whakaro o te tamatu, o te tamaora. Nā wai, ka whanake ki te hine tū, ki te hine ora, ka mutu i reira, kua whakatū tēnei whare, hei taumarumaru mo te hunga, e hihi ana te takahi tēnei ara o te ora. Ahakoa ko wai, ahakoa nōhea, he āheinga ki roto te ia tangata, e puta ai tana ihu ki te ara o te ora. We try and cater to everyone because we can always regress a movement or extend it for our pakari people, our whānau that are already in the game of ora or hauora, pākinakina, korikori, he iwi pakari te iwi Māori, no reira, hei whanaketanga, hei toronga ki nekehanga ke atu i te tuāpapa o ngā nekehanga, ka mutu e tā te whakangāwari, he painga mō ngā whānau, kā tahi anō, kā takahi, kā pāti rānei, ki tēnei āhuaranga o te korikori i te mea, koina te pakanga tino nui o te tangata, he eke ia ki tāna e tūai, ki tāna e mahi ai ko ngā mahi, kei pōhehe ia, he uaua, kei pōhehe ia, e kore ia e tā tēnā mahi te tutuki. So we've got our beginner, intermediate and our advanced approaches. However, I think for me, tamatu is the mindset. First you need the attitude, first you need that positive drive and that belief within yourself. You can do anything you put your mind to. Yeah, it has really sort of progressed to where it is now. However, the aim of our kaupapa is to change the mindset of our tāne in particular for tamatu from the generic intergenerational habits and behaviours of our tāne. The stats are there up against us: prison, gangs, violence, all these negative connotations that hold us into this little circle. So tamatu is a platform, a space and time where our brothers can actually work at breaking that cycle and also creating a new trend for our taitamariki, because we are who we are. He we are nora, rārangi maunga tūtau tūtipō, rārangi tangata ngarono, and ko te whāinga ia, kia waiho he ōhāki, he moimoi ai roto i te reanga hau. So yeah, we've definitely gained momentum in terms of word. However, I think it comes back to the simplicity of, as long as, it's your health is your wealth. And if you're working on to being a better person, and it's just basics like relationships and, for the Hinetu movement as well, it's about trying to create a space for our couples to be that complementary system for each other, for their whānau. So, you know, we're working on ourselves. However, as a collective within the whānau setting, we're actually trying to be tamatū, tamaora, hine tū, hine oroa, engari, ko te whānau tū, ko te whānau ora hoki. Yeah, wow, that's definitely out of your comfort zone. Well, us in particular, you know, and for myself too, living an inactive life for majority, the big part of my life, you know, reo and tikanga has always been there. However, in terms of the taha korikori, that wasn't really a priority. So definitely doing something out of your comfort zone, you grow. When you stay in the green, in your green zone, the comfort zone, you become comfortable, and you know, which leads to laziness and you know, that sort of way of looking at the CrossFit comp. It's definitely a challenge, and you know, within that fraternity and that movement, it's really uplifting and empowering. I think a lot of, you know, sports in particular, especially competitive sport, it can be quite daunting and quite scary where, you know, you're either at the bar or you're not in it at all. So big shout outs to CrossFit Whangarei for creating that space. For us novices, you know, it's like, you know, you've got your advanced people that are just machines and you know, well, equipped in terms of what they do and the pathway that they're paving. So we're just it's just new to the block, but you know, and it's leading by example again. You know, the power of influence, where you can influence others by what you do and what they see, then they want to be a part of it. So that was Tamatū's main draw card too, was just the power of influence. I'm just doing what I'm doing, and if you want to jump on this waka and give it a crack, ko tūwhiranga tātou, anei he hoi, kamutu, using our social media platforms too, in particular Facebook. I know a lot of our men out there don't really use Instagram, so you know, we like the Facebook platform, but we are shifting into Instagram and using it in a positive way. You know, during the COVID and everything that's happening in the world, you know, you see a lot of negative stuff out there, and it's hard not to sort of buy into and have that frame of mind as well. So just feeding positive stuff into our platforms, and trying to encourage other people, in particular my peers, to join the waka, join the movement. That's why we're calling it a toa. We're army of health and wellbeing. Kia kaha, kia kaha ki ngā tāne, tū hei rangatira mo tō whānau, tū hei tauira mo o tamaiti, mō kōhine I te mea. Kei te mātaki rātou, o tira te iwi I a koutou, I a tātou. Nō reira, me tika te tū, me tika ngā kōrero, me tika ko ngā mahi, I runga I te tika, te pono, te rangi Māori, me te aroha. Kia ora tātou.